Innocent Blood by Elizabeth Cawley.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Prologue. September, present day. He edged back into a dusty seat on the last train from London to Halden and let go a sigh that he seemed to have been controlling for the whole of his life. Andrew Fenwick was emotionally and physically drained. All he wanted to do was lay his head back and close his eyes, but he couldn't. And it wasn't the greasy cushion that stopped him, but his conscience. Earlier that evening, he had finally found the answer to a neglected crime that had remained unsolved for more than two decades. Instead of feeling elated, success had left him facing the worst dilemma of his career. As a result of what he now knew, a good man's fate lay in his hands. And while his duty as a police officer was clear, it was, uniquely, at war with his sense of what was right. The unexpected conflict was eating into him, making him feel too old for his job. He closed his eyes and tried to think calmly about his dilemma, but it was impossible. The burden was his alone, and no amount of wishful thinking could make it vanish. He had no choice but to decide a man's future, and only the breathing space of his journey home in which to do so. He blinked hard to keep himself awake, and his gaze fell to his hands where they lay loosely on his thighs. For a fanciful moment...